I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. University Health Conway is working on plans to create the first accredited trauma center in Northeast Louisiana. Dr. Lester Johnson is Conway's Chief of Surgery and Dean of Rural Health Initiatives. He says the hospital in Monroe is just beginning talks about the project. He says it would work with the University Health System's Level 1 Trauma Center in Shreveport. The system is currently training local emergency workers to better assess trauma patients. Healthcare providers from throughout northeastern Louisiana took part in such training Friday at Conway. The state has four trauma centers: University Health Shreveport, Charity Hospital in New Orleans, Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center in Baton Rouge, and Rapides Regional Medical Center in Alexandria. A Facebook group created last year is growing as more Greater Ouachita Water customers are joining in and sharing their stories over the system's problems. Pictures as well as videos are filling the social media site, questioning the discolored water they see on a regular basis. Greater Ouachita CEO Tommy Sparks says the company is trying to resolve the issue.
We know what the water looks like. We've seen photographs, and we're out there ourselves, and we've seen, when we flush lines, we've seen the color of the water. And we're trying to eliminate a lot of dead ends. I think that'll help.
He says the company plans to convert to carbon that will take away the coloration and treat water better than the sand filters currently used by the system. The upgrade to carbon is being paid for by the rate increases customers have seen over the last several months. When Greater Ouachita acquired LWC in April of 2014, a 38% rate increase for all customers was part of the deal. Sparks says the company will start using activated carbon by the end of the year in the Highway 80 Arkansas Road area. The Louisiana Public Defender's Board is asking a state appeal court to overturn a ruling that it must pay a nonprofit group to defend clients facing a possible death penalty. Judges in Caddo and Sabine Parishes ordered the board to pay Capital Assistance Project of Louisiana. The Public Defender's Board contends that district judges lack authority to make it fund the nonprofit. The board assigns indigent clients facing the death penalty to contract groups and attorneys. Capital Assistance contract ended June 30th and the board stopped paying it. State Public Defender Jay Dixon says there have been indications of problems with the nonprofit's representation, but litigation keeps him from describing exact details of those problems. The KEDM weather forecast calling for mostly sunny skies this afternoon, mild conditions with a high today in the low 40s, mostly clear skies tonight, the low in the upper 20s. This is KEDM News.